Exclusive. Representative Riley Moore introduces Jumpstart Savings Plan to fuel non-traditional, non-college careers nationwide. By Jasmine Jordan on January 15, 2026. Representative Riley Moore, RWV, is introducing a federal savings program modeled on a West Virginia initiative he led as state treasurer designed to help individuals pay for equipment, certifications, startup costs, and other essentials tied to careers in the trades and vocations. The bill, to be introduced on January 15 and titled the Jumpstart Program Act, would amend the Internal Revenue Code to create accounts similar to 529 education savings plans but tailored for non-college career paths. These accounts would allow individuals to contribute funds tax-free and use them for qualified occupation, profession, or trade expenses, including the cost of tools, certifications, licenses, community college programs, and even small business startup costs related to their field. According to the bill text, qualifying expenses include participation in registered apprenticeship programs certified by the Department of Labor, tuition and materials for associate degrees or certificate programs, and costs to establish a business in the beneficiary's field of work. The accounts would be exempt from federal income tax, with additional provisions ensuring tax-free rollovers from traditional 529 plans. The proposal mirrors a state-level initiative Moore launched during his tenure as West Virginia's state treasurer, where it passed unanimously through both chambers of the legislature. Moore told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview that by the time he left office, the program had hundreds of participants who opened accounts for career-related costs. The federal version has already drawn support from major industry and labor groups, including the Teamsters and Associated Builders and Contractors, and is co-sponsored by Representative Michael Rui, RO, Representative Ashley Hinson, RIA, Representative Barry Moore, RL, and Representative Craig Goldman, RTX. Moore's push for the Jumpstart program is rooted in his own background. "I had started my career as a welder. I'd gone to trade school, and I saw this as a real opportunity," he told Breitbart News, adding that for decades, government incentives have disproportionately favored college-bound students. "We had been throwing every incentive and shoveling tons of money towards kids to go to college. And to me, I think it's just as important to put the trades on even footing with a college career path." He explained that while the state-level version of the program allowed participants to deduct contributions from their income taxes, the federal bill would go further by exempting the accounts from capital gains taxes when used for qualified expenses. The savings accounts, Moore noted, would remain open in perpetuity, enabling users to withdraw funds tax-free to support job entry and advancement. Unlike a traditional 529 plan focused on upfront educational costs, Moore highlighted the Jumpstart accounts are geared toward the expenses that come after someone completes a training or apprenticeship program. Reflecting on his own experience, Moore observed that starting a career in the trades often comes with significant upfront costs, recalling, "At one point, I wanted to start my own mobile welding business, but it was very expensive to do that. I didn't have the cash or credit." He said that with a program like Jumpstart, a younger version of me could have actually realized that dream. Emphasizing the broader impact, Moore added, "We want to get people out in the workforce doing these types of jobs that are so critical to the economy. And I think it's perfect timing, as we're trying to reshore a lot of these jobs back here in the United States, to have not only a trained workforce, but a trained and equipped workforce." The bill is not limited to trades. Moore described it as supporting any kind of non-traditional, non-college educational route, with potential beneficiaries including beauticians, chefs, and others pursuing vocational paths. "I don't think everybody needs college," he stated. "It's almost like there's too many kids going to college and getting a degree in Russian literature or something, and they can't find a job, when they could have gone to trade school and learned to be a pipe fitter and come out making, you know, $200,000. Moore connected the legislation with a broader commitment aimed at supporting the working class, saying, "The last thing I want to say on this, as Republicans, we talk a lot about we are the party of the working class. That's great to hear that as somebody who used to be in a blue-collar profession myself. But what does that actually mean? That means we have to do something actually that's going to help folks who are in these blue-collar trades and professions. It's more than vibes and speeches. We actually have to do something about it. And this is a great way to actually put our money where our mouth is.